Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, joined by John Shea of the Chronicle. John, as we get to the end of a baseball season, team is heading for 90-plus losses, maybe even 100. Things always happen around ball clubs that are losing, and I think it's happened a little bit about the Giants, where maybe some of the finger-pointing and the grumbling is starting to come about, and you and Henry Schulman wrote quite an article in the Chronicle about it on Friday.
Yeah, we spoke with Bruce Bochy about a story, and we really worked on it for several weeks. Myself, Henry Schulman, Ryan Krawczyk, and Bruce Jenkins talked to a lot of people in the organization to get the vibe, the theme of, you know, what's going on. I mean, it's so rare that a team can lose 100 games, and I've never covered a 100-loss team. I was in San Diego covering the Padres when the Giants won 85 here. So I've covered a lot of teams that lost 90, and one of the worst teams was that 92 team when they were just out the door to Tampa, and there's no rhythm, no harmony, no nothing. But this is a different egg, 100 losses, and just everything has gone wrong. A lot of things, not just one thing, a lot of things.
John Shea joins us. I think one of the things that I find in baseball, that when teams do lose 100 games, there's a lot of grumbling and finger-pointing, and baseball players don't always take responsibility for the losses. And I get the feeling here there's some grumbling about maybe Bochy's a little more different this year, he's a little tougher on players this year and things like that.
Well, what Bruce Bochy did say is that a lot more than in a winning season, he has had some meetings, closed door meetings, and we're talking with other front office officials, with coaches, with staff, and with players. And he said, let's be honest, some of them didn't go so smoothly. So it's not just the manager is upset at the player, the player is upset at manager. It's about production, and when things aren't going right, it's not a matter of pointing fingers. It's a matter of, as Bochy said in the story, kind of shaking things up.
But there are players who would prefer that he not be here next year. I definitely got that feeling in reading the story.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, Marty. Nobody has said that. Listen, here's a guy who a lot of people from a lot of teams would like to play for. Maybe the most accomplished manager out there. You could look at others, whether it's Francona, who won a couple in Boston and came close last year with the Indians. You could look at Socha, who's been there forever. You could look at Dusty, who has more wins than Bochy now. He passed him this year because the Giants haven't been good, and Washington has. So I wouldn't take it that far, but whenever you get a team that loses so many games, there is disharmony, there is discontent, and that's kind of the feeling we got. And the more we talk to, and we talk to a lot of people, a lot of players, a lot of front office people, a lot of, you know, including people who no longer are in the organization, just to kind of get the feeling of what's wrong with this team. And the more we asked, the more we found out that maybe some players do see things differently. And of course it's different because they're not winning, they're not going into a postseason. And I've detected, and Henry Schulman and I were kind of the lead guys on the story, and with that, that's a combined 70 years covering baseball. Yeah, that's quite a bit. So you've been in a lot of clubhouses. You kind of detect some things, and when things are kind of going south, you ask questions.
Oh, great. Great to have John Shea with us. As I said earlier, more words in that article than any that I've seen all year long, a whole full page of the San Francisco Chronicle. So if you had to summarize a little bit of the theme of an article that took that many words to explain, what would you say the theme of the article is?
Well, let's make no mistake of this. Bruce Bochy wants to come back. Bobby Evans wants him to come back. Brian Sabian wants him to come back. No player has told us or anyone else, as far as we know, that they don't want him to come back. He's won three titles here. You don't see players who have played for him. And I'm going back to San Diego, where he's had some rotten teams. And the first couple of years he was here, a couple of rotten teams, 07, 08. you don't see players, current or former, too often criticize him. And, you know, you could say the same for Dusty Baker, who we covered. But a lot of managers I covered, boy, you know, my first two were Dick Williams and Larry Boa, and people are still ripping those guys, you know. And I'm thinking Bruce Bochy might be one of them, because he played for both, as did Flannery. And so it's a different time, and, you know, everybody, people say, well, we don't read the paper. Well, they don't read the paper. They certainly read it online, and everything people write, people read. So it's not, you know, because newspapers are kind of morphing into websites, it hasn't changed in that regard. So I remember Will Clark was read every word you read, you wrote, and he never let you get by with anything. If something he didn't like, he would challenge you the next day. The PR guy would always put a pack of newspaper clips on his seat every day before the game, and I've never seen anyone request that before. But anyway, so the gist of the story is, I think the two main things that Bruce Bochy said in the story, when I asked him about coming back next year, he said, listen, if I retired, as anyone would want to do, they would want to do something they enjoy. And if I retired, I would want to manage. So why would I retire? That's one. The second thing, when I asked him about his health, he's had three episodes with the heart in 3 years, back to back to back. And that's not good. He's 62 years old. So that's an issue. And when I asked him about it, he said, listen, I missed three games in 3 years. And he's right, because he missed one this year and two last year. And none the previous year, because it was in spring training. And he said, I missed three games in 3 years. There are a lot more guys out there who have missed more games just going to graduations.
It was one of the better quotes. It really was. Well, the other thing, I'll leave it with this. In an excellent article and good work for you and Henry and Bruce and Ron Krojcik, there was some the old anonymity of players. So when I see anonymity, that never makes me feel that someone is praising someone when they want to stay behind the cloak of anonymity. If I said that correctly, and that was part of the story.
Yeah, you're right. And like I said, we spoke with an awful lot of players and people in the front office. And for anyone who's just looking at that, I think they're missing the point. The point is, you know, there is a discontent. Let me get that straight, that we detected. So that's what we reported. Listen, you can't always get the truth unless that you do speak with people in an anonymous fashion sometimes. So, you know, we sought the truth, and we believe we got the truth. And that's the whole basis of what we do in the newspaper business. And again, if you look at the co-writers here, the reporters who did it with 70 years of experience, there's a trust factor between, you know, the journalist and the source. So, you know, and that will always be protected. So it's a matter of when you read something, well, is it legitimate? Legitimate newspaper, legitimate site, legitimate reporters versus, well, just a guy who started out last week and is just trying to muckrake or whatever. And so, again, we took a long time to do this story. When the story took a different slant, we went back to the manager to get his reaction, and he gave it to us. So we were in no rush to get it out, but it was very important to get it right.
Very good. Glad to have you on, John. Good job. So we'll see where this discontent goes and see where it ends up. But anytime you get in a season like this, there is discontent, and there is some discontent on the Giants, and you guys did a good job of bringing it out. So I appreciate you being on and taking time to explain it. John Shea of the Chronicle, thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Very good. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.